and the Faculty of Health Science include Diploma in Registered Nursing and Diploma in Clinical Medicine.
For further details, call us on 0779-672559 or 0769-599812 or 0977-784843 or visit our website at www.blueuniversity.net. Visit us at plot number 26523, corner of Bobo and Lumumba Road, Emmerdale, P.O. Box 37486, Lusaka, Zambia.
Hurry. Enroll now for January intake 2026 while space is still available.
The Evening Main News Bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Lovely, good afternoon, and thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Mombar Tailash. Let's take a look at the headlines. Government develops access framework for artisanal mining fund. Zanaswe condemns CDF misuse and demands accountability for 300 million kwacha scandal. In international headlines, Nigeria faces mixed reactions following U.S. airstrikes targeting Islamic State. And in sports, atmosphere of Royal Air Marco's cultural activation. Fan Zone captured the spirit of the 2025 AFCON. And now the news in detail. Heavy rains have delayed the reconnection of the Great East Road at Kankumba Stream in Rufunsa District, where culverts were washed away on Thursday afternoon. Lusaka Provincial Administration Principal Public Relations Officer Logic Lukwanda says works commenced yesterday and engineers continued working throughout the night to ensure restoration of traffic. He says placing of culverts on the detour that is crossing the same stream is underway as works have reached 60% before the diversion is ready for traffic. Engineers are on the ground and have projected that traffic will be restored late afternoon today as speed in works have been prioritized. Mr. Lukwanda says currently there is traffic build up both east and westbound, leaving motorists who are going both ends stranded, except for buses who exchange passengers and goods and make U-turns. He has revealed that President Hage Ndehijilema has directed the Zambia Army, Zambia National Service and the Road Development Agency to conduct a countrywide assessment of all roads, especially on bridges, and report on their state for proactive action and not wait for disasters. The Ministry of Mines and Mineral Development, in collaboration with other line ministries, is formulating specific criteria to guide mining cooperatives in accessing the newly established artisanal and small-scale mining fund. Ministry of Mines Permanent Secretary Dr. Hapenga Kabeta explained that a mechanism is being designed to ensure funds allocated to artisanal miners are recovered, thereby creating a sustainable revolving fund for the sector. Speaking during a meeting with mining cooperatives who recently completed the third cohort training in Mpika, Dr. Kabeta emphasized that to safeguard the program, artisanal miners will not receive cash disbursements. Instead, support will be provided directly in form of equipment. He further highlighted that the demarcation of mining areas is underway in Mufumbwe, Northwestern Province. Dr. Kabeta said that access to mining areas will be restricted to miners holding official identity cards bearing the National Registration Card NRC details, a measure aimed at preventing unscrupulous individuals from exploiting the program. Now, this is contained in a statement issued by Ministry Principal Public Relations Officer Shamwida Tembo. The Zambia National Economic and Social Welfare Association, ZANESWA, has expressed deep indignation following the Auditor General's latest revelation that over 3 million kwacha in constituency development fund CDF allocations remains uncovered and uncalculated for. ZANESWA Public Relations Manager Anthony Lupia says They tag this as a two-tier sabotage of the Zambian people, internal looting by council staff and external negligence in recovering soft loans. Mr. Lupia says they cannot allow the decentralization policy to be used as a cover for decentralized corruption and dominance political patronage. He says their strategic analysis of the audit's findings in Western Province and across the country reveals a total failure in the Ministry of the Local Government.
We demand that the Ministry of Local Government immediately deduct unretired funds from the salaries of all cited town clerks and council secretaries. And we demand publication of defaulters to recover the 300 million kwacha. Transparency is the only cure for this hidden debt. We call upon law enforcement agencies to swiftly prosecute and hold all lawbreakers to account and recover any plundered resources. The Auditor General's report makes a sad reading and calls for quick reforms and stronger measures to curb any leakage of public resources. The Zambia National Economic and Social Welfare Association will not accept the culture of transfers where errant officers are simply moved to different districts to continue their plunder.
Construction works on a three-bedroom semi-detached staff house at Mpofwe Rural Health Post are nearing completion. An inspection of the project by Mansa Mayor His Worship Bunjiko Musuku revealed that construction works are 70% complete. The mayor expressed optimism that the provision of on-site accommodation will help retain health personnel at the facility, as staff will no longer be forced to travel long distances to and from work due to the lack of housing. He further noted that once the project is completed in the coming weeks, the facility will be able to provide 24-hour healthcare services. The mayor also expressed satisfaction with the quality of works being undertaken on the project by the contractor Sikali Investments Limited. Meanwhile, the facility in charge, Mr. Derek Chongo, who has served at the health post for the past 7 years, says the lack of accommodation has been a major challenge. Nyemba Town Council has resolved to take legal action against all Constituency Development Fund CDF loan defaulters from 2022 to 2025. Council Assistant Public Relations Officer Miriam Chitimbiti Busiku says the decision follows the issuance of demand letters to 100 CDF loan beneficiaries, granting them an ultimatum of 21 days to settle their outstanding loan balances. She has revealed that none of the defaulters complied with the demand notices within the stipulated time frame, adding that beneficiaries who entered into payment plans with the council have failed to honour their agreed repayment schedules. Ms. Wusiko says the situation has adversely affected the CDF loan revolving fund, thereby limiting opportunities for other deserving community members to benefit from the program.
This situation has adversely affected the CDF loan revolving fund, thereby limiting opportunities for other deserving community members to benefit from the program. In light of the above, and in order to safeguard public resources and ensure accountability, Nyemba Town Council has resolved to institute legal proceedings against all defaulting beneficiaries. To date, the local authority has spent or has dispensed a total of 9,585,749 kwacha 68 ngwe under the CDF loan facility in the district. Our Nyemba Town Council remains committed to prudent financial management and to ensuring that the CDF loan revolving fund continues to benefit more residents in the district.
Government has a wide range of Constituency Development Fund CDF supported projects in Mwense district of Luapula province as part of its ongoing drive to take development closer to the people through decentralization. Speaking during the commissioning ceremony in Mwense district on Friday, Luapula province permanent secretary Prudence Chinamakangwa says the projects were a clear demonstration of the New Dawn government's commitment to delivering tangible and life-changing development under the leadership of President Hakainde Hichilema. She disclosed that government had constructed SEPE Rural Health Post at a total cost of 2,699,371 kwacha and 89 ngwe, comprised